Hello.
Hi, my name is Miles and I'm with customer service. I was just returning your call. How may I help you today?
Well, I have two charges that I don't understand why they're on my account, and I'm wanting to find out what this is.
Okay, can you provide your zip code?
63049.
Thank you. And the name associated with the account?
GerryWatson.
Thank you. And can you confirm your address?
5925 Sunshine Drive, High Ridge, Missouri.
And finally, your email address?
GerryWatson@sbcglobal.net.
Okay, thank you. And I'm just waiting on the database. And I thank you for your patience. Okay, so I see that originally you paid the $5.74 to enter the sweepstakes to win the Keurig, and the terms of that offer did explain that you must cancel within 72 hours, or you will be charged for, and you will become enrolled into the membership to the online discount shopping store, in which you're also provided with a $125 voucher that you can use to purchase products from the online discount shopping store.
Well, somehow I missed that part. I did
Okay.
not. It was a Walmart. What it was supposed to be was a Walmart survey, and that you got that for that price, the Keurig. So I really don't want anything to do with that. I do not use, I don't need online shopping or anything.
Okay, I can go ahead and cancel the account for you to prevent any future charges.
Yeah, so far it's like almost $75. So, yeah, I don't need that stuff. I don't. I'm retired and I'm still working because I have to. So,
Okay, I have canceled the account to prevent any future charges, and I have a cancellation number to provide to you whenever you're ready.
okay, just a second. All right.
And the cancellation number is C like Charlie, 263-827-641. And with that, the account is canceled and there absolutely will not be any future charges whatsoever.
Now, do I get the $67 back?
The $67.32 charge is a valid charge. However, as a courtesy, I can provide you with a 35% refund in the amount of $23.56.
And so out of this, I get nothing, right?
No, that's not correct, because you paid for the access to and membership to the online discount shopping store, as well as being provided with a $125 voucher that you can use to purchase products from the online discount shopping store.
Okay. So I'm still getting that even though I canceled.
I mean, correct. You can still receive your voucher as well as access to the online discount shopping store.
Without being for having further charges.
Yes, that is correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And so I don't that I should have known better. but I did not realize that I was getting into something like this. So what will happen from here? I will not be charged anymore. But what happens with the voucher deal?
I can send you an email, including an email address that you can correspond with to request information pertaining to your voucher code, as well as the website address where you can go online, you know, to the online discount shopping store.
Okay, so if I should happen to utilize that, am I going to start getting any more problems with being charged?
No, ma'am. Any purchases you make at the online discount shopping store are one-time purchases with no future charges associated.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so did you, and so I'm not getting the Keurig?
Well, you never know. It's a sweepstakes. In fact, by paying the membership fee of $67.32, that increased your odds of winning the Keurig coffee maker from 1 in 1,000 to 1 in 100. So now you have a 1% chance of winning the Keurig coffee maker.
Well, see, my understanding was that I was just purchasing the Keurig before doing the survey.
Oh, I apologize. That's never believe anything like that on the internet ever.
Absolutely, you know.
Because there's not going to be any case, and I mean it's going to be, well, it's just not going to be that any company is just going to be, you know, just like, hey, let us send you a product worth, you know, however much a Keurig coffee maker is worth. I don't know how much they cost. But for you just pay us the less than the essential amount to mail it to you, and we'll give it to you for free. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. But in this case, it's
because you did the survey, and I thought Walmart, you know, they're pretty reliable. But then it was that was the shipping charge, is what it said.
Walmart doesn't appreciate their customers enough to honor their having taken a survey and giving them just a little bit of feedback, enough for them to give you anything for free. Walmart is famously known for not even giving enough of a care about their own employees to make sure that they offer them full-time hours with benefits. In fact, Walmart is famously known for wanting to make sure they do everything in their power to ensure that regular employees, aside from maybe the manager, maybe the assistant manager, but any regular employee, no, they're not going to get full-time hours. They'll get part-time, but they won't get anywhere close to full-time. And then, well, with the price of living nowadays, that's going to cause them to either they have some other type of support to help them get by, which I hope they do. If not, then they're looking at having to work two jobs because Walmart's not going to be sufficient enough for them to be able to, you know, carry on with a life in which they can rely solely on themselves based on the income that they receive just from their part-time hours at Walmart. So while we all may know and love Walmart in regards to the convenience and the low prices, Walmart is not a good company in regards to giving their employees the respect they deserve, nor you know, providing them with the benefits they deserve. And if they can't do that for their own employees that make them all of their billions, then they're certainly not going to give somebody like you or me, you know, like, here's some free product. Have a free product just for telling us how you liked your shopping experience. No.
Right.
Not Walmart.
You know, most of the retail services are like that, though.
Well, maybe a more respectable retail service, but Walmart is not going to be one of them that actually give out anything for free. It would be nice if they would, though, especially considering they make us have to check out our own items nowadays.
Yeah, but that's everywhere. I mean, that's not just a Walmart thing. That's a country thing. You know.
It's a sad thing is what it is, because it's taking away jobs from people who could reliably assist us at the register and help us, you know, check out. But it's also causing us to have to do manual labor.
Yep.
Just in order for us to be able to get the goods and items that we would, you know, that we're at their store giving them our money to purchase. And then we have to bag our own items. You know, I mean, so I can understand taking, you know, if the cashier rings it up, bags it up, puts it in the cart, you know, that's fine. You push it to your car. That's your responsibility. Put it in your own vehicle. You went there to get it. You should have to load it in your vehicle, take it in your house. Okay, cool. No problem there. But it's not all Walmarts. I'm sure one day it will be all Walmarts. But here in my city, all the Walmarts are pretty much so. It's all self-checkout. But, you know, just up the road, about 15 minutes up the road in another city, they had every register open during holiday time. And that's every, you know, register with a cashier who would actually check you out. I was pleasantly surprised, you know, so that was very nice compared to where
I always go to a register. If I have a couple items, I might do it myself, but otherwise I go to it. But, you know, it's at like Schnucks, and that's a union company. It's that way at Price Chopper. You can go there. I mean, almost every entity has developed that because of the people demanding so much money for the minimum wage. They're going to get their money back somehow.
Well, the people deserve greater than the minimum wage, because the federal minimum wage hasn't increased in, oh my, it's been over 10 years. It has to have been over 10 years, because I can remember back here at my job. See, I've been with my job for 21 years, and I know for a fact that it's been longer than 10 years since the federal minimum wage increase to $7.25 an hour, up from like $5 and something, $5.10 or $5.15 or whatever it was. It increased to $7.25. And so in that whole 10-year period, if the federal minimum wage hasn't increased, but we're going through a massive period of inflation, so everything is going up in cost, even at places like Dollar General. And I know you have Dollar Generals because they're on it. They're basically, you can find a Dollar General on every corner. You could go to a town that has one red light. They have one church. They have one school. They have four roads. I guarantee you they have a Dollar General. And even at the Dollar General, where you typically feel like, you know, well, I go to the Dollar General, I'll save a little bit of money and I'll get, you know, it's convenient and it's not expensive and I can go ahead and get what I want and I'm happy. Well, even at the Dollar General, their prices are going up to, you know, ridiculous prices. But is the federal minimum wage increasing to help the citizens of the United States to be able to afford all of this inflation? No, not at all. So they're not making any effort to require these hundreds of billion dollars corporations to pay their employees a living wage, where the cost of living has increased so greatly that now you look at, say, the federal minimum wage, $7.25. So you say, okay, so what's that? If you work 40 hours a week, you're going to bring home, what, $290 a week? So you multiply that by three, and you've got $1,160. Well, how much is your rent and all of your bills? And then how are you going to turn around and pay for groceries? And how are you going to pay for gas? And then if
well,
you might...
Go to work for McDonald's because you start out at $16.
In your area, that is very that sounds very wonderful. In my area, they're still at, you know, you get a job with us, we'll pay you $10 an hour. So it's good to hear that in your area, they're paying the $16 because, of course, they can afford
well,
it.
It ticks me off because I'm a bus monitor in the union. I've been working at my job for 10 years. And I just am now, next year, I'll be making $16 an hour. And my granddaughter, which I'm glad for her, but she started out at McDonald's at $16 an hour.
It just goes to show, though, that, you know, in some areas, in some professions, they really need to step up their game in regards to what they're actually paying their employees, especially their long-term employees, as well as, you know, if it's at all possible for them to provide any benefits, you know, they should be doing that, you know, if they possibly can. So, yeah, but I can understand your frustration. You know, you've been somewhere for as long as you have, and you're just hitting that $16 mark, whereas, you know, a teenager can walk into McDonald's and boom, $16 an hour. But at least it can give you the comfort of knowing that your granddaughter, should she, you know, if she, I mean, hopefully she'll, you know, move on from McDonald's. I mean, McDonald's isn't necessarily somewhere where you want to have a career necessarily. I mean, I wouldn't have any judgment against anyone who may be a career McDonald's employee. I mean, I see signs at McDonald's say they'll put you through college, blah, blah, blah. You know, but, you know, at least you know that she can have money enough to be happy. If she goes to college, you know, she can afford, you know, to get by. She gets her own little place. She can afford her own little place. She can be happy and have a good life, even if McDonald's just happens to be her thing. So that's at least, you know, something, you know, a good positive light and a good positive way of looking at it.
If you get into management, you get become a store manager or a district manager, make a pretty good wage there. But see, her dad works, he's a elevator repairman / builder, and he makes over $50 an hour. But he had to go through extensive education to get that.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely a skill, you know, a trade skill that he has where his knowledge and experience is so valuable that he deserves that $50 an hour.
But
absolutely.
The children today are so used to that kind of situation. My son even says he spoiled his kids. He gave them too much. And now they expect that much. So it's like they have to have this and they have to have that. They don't realize the sweat and blood that people went through to get to the place they are, who are making a good wage. You know, it's a very enabled generation, very enabled.
Well, that's one way to look at it. But the other way to look at it would be, say, for example, say the elevator builder repairman wants a burger. And he doesn't want any hassle or inconvenience. He just wants to stop by the McDonald's and get that burger or that combo meal or whatever makes him happy. Maybe he just, whatever it is he wants. So he stops by that McDonald's. He gets exactly what he wants, and he gets good service, and he's happy and satisfied with the service he's received. Now, does that take away from the fact that maybe it didn't require a lot of experience to put that burger together or slap that or put those fries in that little container or put that drink in that cup? No. Didn't require a lot of brains or a lot of, you know, thought process to go into that. But the time that the person has taken out of their life, the time that they could have spent with their family, is time that they're using and instead to serve and provide, to serve the public and provide a public service. So as much as people like to look, you know, like to look at it as, you know, well, if you don't do good in life, you're just going to end up flipping burgers. If we didn't have those people, say everyone just said, you know what? None of us, not a single individual is going to work at a fast food restaurant or any restaurant for that matter, unless they pay us, you know, an ultimately high wage that we can live off of and still be able to afford even luxuries such as going out to eat or buying ourselves, you know, items that we like that we don't need necessarily. Okay, so we're not going to do that. We're all going to be doctors, lawyers, attorneys, electricians, plumbers, HVAC workers, or whatever trade or skill that we're going to go into. That's what everyone's going to do. Well, then who's going to make the burgers? Who's going to fulfill your order when you just want to get in that drive-through, get in there, spend about 8 to 10 minutes, get your food, you know, be happy, and be on your way? Who's going to fulfill that role? And why do we not value the time that those individuals have taken? Because even if you take a college student or even a high school student or whomever it may be, maybe they're not even in school. The time they're spending devoting their life to that public service of working at that fast food restaurant is time they can never get back. So while their kids are off at school, or maybe their kids are at home and they're working at the night shift, they're not spending that time with their children. They're not spending that time with their family. They're not spending that time doing something that they would ultimately enjoy more. Instead, they're spending that time to serve the need of the public so that they can make a wage, so they can give all of their money away to pay their rent, their bills, so they can buy their groceries and just basically get just their necessities to get by. And then hopefully, I hope the best for them, that they can afford that luxury item that they may want, or maybe they can save their money and be able to afford to go on that vacation that they may like to go on, just so that they can be happy. But their time is valuable, because all of our times are valuable, because either way it goes, while you and I have, I've made it to 41. I don't know how long you've made it, but we could be gone. I could go on my lunch break, get in my car, get in an accident. There would be no more miles.
Mm-hmm.
And my son, who is only 8 years old, would be without a father. Now, should his father, if I worked at McDonald's, should I have been making $7.25 an hour because someone else in some other industry who may have a little bit more skill or have a lot more skill and knowledge, who's making well more than $10, $16, $20 an hour, whatever they're making, you know, is that person's time, you know, in fact, that person's time is more valuable based on their skill, but it doesn't take away from the fact that, you know, someone should have to struggle and barely be able to provide for their own self, much less their children, you know, just because they choose to go into the public service industry of, you know, maybe being a fast food worker. That's my argument. I mean, that's just my view, not argument. That's just my view on the situation. And if that McDonald's wants to pay your granddaughter $16 an hour, I'm thankful for it. Happy as can be.
I'm thankful for her, but I'm also not happy that because of that, I'm having to pay a place that's supposed to be family friendly and help young families be able to afford to eat out who may not be able to otherwise, is now having to pay a lot more. And then you've got the stupidity of the way that they behave on the workplace. And you also have the problem with the drug infestation. And you also have the problem with the desire to work being gone in this generation. The children today think that they're too good to work to get something. They should be handed everything by the government, which is socialism, which is totally, totally non-American.
Well, that goes back to having very strong and core values instilled in them as they grow up. So that's going to be based on, you know, the way that they're raised, their family environment, and, you know, if that's, I mean, I'm not for that myself personally. I feel you should have to, you know, earn your way in life. You shouldn't, you know, live off of handouts, you know, but, and I don't agree with anyone who wants to, you know, just, you know, receive. And that's what they're talking about, too. And I'm going to get in trouble for this call being for so long, but hopefully we can wrap it up, you know, very soon. But they're actually talking about, I mean, you can look up information about it, you know, if you want. It could come to a point. It could come to a point where there may be a universal basic income. And the reason for that is because things are moving so much towards automation, as well as the development of artificial intelligence that could, you know, potentially replace the necessity to even have, you know, very many, if any, people even involved at the fast food restaurant, for example. Because why would you need someone to make your burger if they can just set up a production line and, you know, you know, they can even have it where you pull up to the drive-thru and you get an automated voice that says, oh, hi, thank you for stopping at McDonald's. You know, what would you like to order? You tell it what you would like to order, so long as it can understand you well enough, then it will just basically program the machines to start putting your order together. The machines will have your order put together, bagged up, and, you know, a little robot arm would reach out, reach out with a little card reader. You stick your card in. As long as the payment is successful, the little robot arm will provide you with your bag of food and send you on your way. And there won't have to be any human interaction whatsoever in that instance. Now, there's other instances in which that's not going to work. I mean, I don't see how artificial intelligence could possibly handle this profession. I've thought about how I could be replaced, how this could be replaced by artificial intelligence. And I mean, I suppose a strong enough or smart enough AI could do what I do, but there's too many variables, I think. There's too many people that have too many different personalities, too many different things that they say, and too many situations that are to deal with that for an automated system to handle. But then again, you never know. Technology is advancing.
Well, you know, it's one of the things that I hope that I'm not here to see.
Well, I hope that you, depending upon how long it takes, I hope that you live a very, very, very long life and well past the age of 100. Just because I want you to be able to live as long as possible, provided, you know, that whatever you want, you know, I want the best for you. Just basically is the way, I'll just leave it at that. I want the best for you.
I'm 27 years away from 100. So, but I, you know, I'm a very strong Christian, and I believe that God has a plan that we're going to see come forth pretty soon here. And people are going to be very surprised at what's going to happen.
And well, I hope I'm hoping for the same.
Yep. It's,
yes,
the way the world is going right now, you know, we need help. We need some big help. And
yes.
It's just, well, just everywhere where I live here in Missouri, there's help wanted signs everywhere. And that's not even just in small professions. It's in the higher up professions, people won't work. And I'm like, well, how are they getting by without working? You know, and I think it's pathetic that I'm 73 and my husband died a year ago and I'm drawing Social Security. Thank God for that. But I don't think it's the best way to be. But I still have to work in order to make it. See?
You shouldn't have to.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So, you know, the whole thing is just mess up. But I think God has an answer for us.
He does.
We're going to see a turnaround of some things that's going to be very surprising to the whole world. And the world is crying out for change. I do.
Oh, absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. And then the whole Social Security thing that you mentioned, the government really needs to focus less on, we have this pool of tax-generated, tax-collected money in the Treasury devoted to paying out Social Security. So based on the available budget that we have, we can give you, and the amount that you paid into the system, you know, we can give you X amount of dollars per month to get by. No. They ought to just have like, okay, so based on your area and the cost of living in your area, we are going to give you X amount of money plus an additional $200 for luxury items. Because why should you only have to get by and only be able to barely afford, you know, your rent, your bills, your groceries, your gas, whatever you need, without ever being able to buy yourself something nice or be able to be happy with something nice? Why not just go ahead and give you the extra $200 for luxury items? If you want to spend it on a luxury item, fine. If you want to save it, tuck it away, fine, whatever. And the reason that I feel as strongly as I do about that is because with a national debt approaching, if not having surpassed, $30 trillion, the United States government is playing with monopoly money. Because if you or I had a debt with our credit card company or our bank of $100 in the negative, or even $1 in the negative, are they going to loan us any money? No. But the government has infinite money. The Fed just prints it out. And then they want to say, oh, well, the more money there is in circulation, this is going to cause inflation. That doesn't have to be the case at all. It doesn't have to be the case because the manufacturers of retail products can set an acceptable level of what it would cost for said item. You could say, okay, well, a gallon of milk is $3 or $4, and we could just leave it at that. Regardless of what happens, it could always be $4 for a gallon of milk, or whatever item it may be can have a set price because that's what the consumer is willing to pay. And we could live in a society where things are not so hard for everyone if the government would, you know, would work for the people. Or put more effort into working for the people. I mean, because when you're in $30 trillion of debt and the national GDP can't even come near even just covering paying off the debt, much less covering the cost for anything else, such as military spending, such as Social Security spending, such as fixing roads and highways, any infrastructure, anything, Medicare, Medicaid, any of that. The government can't afford any of it. They have to pay for it with, you know, basically fake money because they're nearly $30 trillion in the hole anyway.
Yep.
So why not just go ahead and say, okay, you've reached the age of, if it has to be 65, then so be it. I think it's now at 67 if you want full retirement. And by the time I can retire, it'll probably be 75 because I'm only 41. So I can almost...
Well, you know, and here's another thing. If you're in my position, I'm still working and drawing Social Security, but I still have to pay Social Security tax out of my
paycheck. I know, isn't that ridiculous?
I'm like, really? How does that work?
Exactly. But all right. Well, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. Sure, I'm going to get in trouble for the length of this call, but it's been a pleasure speaking with you. Did you want me to provide you with that refund of $23.56, or were you happy with the voucher at $125 and you can use that online at the online discount shopping store?
You can just send the voucher.
All right. So be on the lookout for an email that I've sent to you. The subject of the email reads, email address to inquire about voucher and online discount shopping store website. You can correspond with the team at that email. They'll be able to get you your voucher code and the link to the website. And your account is canceled. There will not be any future charges. Was there anything else that I could assist with today here at customer service?
No, that's it. Thank you.
You're welcome. I want to thank you for calling customer service. It's been an absolute pleasure assisting you, and it's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you. And I do hope you have a very wonderful weekend.
You also. Be blessed.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.